Governors of Western states and two cabinet officials attending the Western Governors Conference in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, are backing a 10-year plan to battle wildfires. The aggressive approach includes more spending on preparedness, prescribed burning, and forest thinning. Last year's fire season was the worst in 50 years, and some participants at the conference wonder why it's going to take 10 years to completely fix the problem. Tom Bonsi filed this report from Coeur d'Alene.
Very high to extreme fire indices conditions in the states of California. Colorado,
the daily fire briefing Idaho, sets the
Montana,
mood. Major
Nevada,
fires are burning
Mexico,
in nearly every
Oregon,
western state.
Utah, Washington, Wyoming.
14 Western governors and Interior Secretary Gail Norton and Agriculture's Ann Veneman are being briefed. Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber expresses impatience at throwing more and more firefighters into the breach.
This effort here is an effort to move beyond a reactive fire policy to a more comprehensive forest health policy.
In other words, to be proactive. Kitzhaber became a key collaborator on a 10-year strategy to reduce wildfire risk. Yesterday, all of his Western colleagues and the cabinet secretary signed onto the plan.
Secretary Veneman, would you like to sign first and sign all four?
Officials talk about the Western Forest as if it were a sick patient. In the lingo, forests will be treated to restore them to health. Idaho Governor Dirk Kempthorne says the treatment includes more prescribed burning, logging and thinning, and clearing snags and debris. Kempthorne says forests have become unnaturally choked with underbrush and kindling after nearly a century of diligent fire suppression.
I believe personally that if we do not embark upon an aggressive program to reduce the fuel load, then we will lose, and you may permanently lose, major tracts of forest land, which is a national treasure.
In some states ravaged by fires, a 10-year strategy seems too slow. South Dakota Governor William Janklow saw large swaths of the Black Hills burn this year and last year.
This is incomprehensible that we're all talking about a 10-year plan. World War II only took America 3.5 years to prepare and fight. If we wait 10 years to fix this problem, the forest will burn down.
The chief of the Forest Service, Dale Bosworth, says he's moving as fast as he can to get projects approved, but Bosworth says Congress must sustain a huge money commitment, money that pays people to replicate in the woods what nature used to do itself before the little ranchettes, parks, lodges, and suburbs got in the way.
This is going to be a 10, 15, 20-year project or effort, and how well we do will depend upon whether or not how well we get the funding to do it. You know, if we get less dollars, we'll get less down on the ground. We get more dollars, we'll get more down on the ground.
The Forest Service and Interior Department have identified 22,000 communities across the nation in harm's way. Bosworth says the government will prioritize the public and private forests surrounding those neighborhoods for attention. Keeping the focus on transition areas between houses and woods also soothes environmental watchdogs. If the treatments go deeper into the woods, it raises suspicions that the wildfire threat is being used as a pretext for commercial logging. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.